don't mind. And I don't know how many years ago, close to 30, probably over, maybe it could be more than 30 years ago already. I went Rav Zaitchik, Chaim Zaitchik, one of the most famous Bawi Mussars. So he was sick, and he made a Suda's Hodah on Chanukah. So I went to his Suda's Hodah. I used to go listen to Shmuzim. So he told me to come. He used to give a Shmuz Friday night. So he told me to come Motzoi Shabbos, Chanukah, making a Suda's Hodah. So the Maisa, he said an amazing thing. Just, it's an amazing chizik. He said that there's a Gemara at the end of Saita that the Mishnah said, "V'shemeis Rebbe, and when Rebbe died, there's no more Hanava. So I think it's Rav Yosef. I'm not sure. I don't remember anymore. That he said that you have to change the Gersa and the Mishnah because it's not right. Because the Ikana, which Parshat Pshat means that it's there's me, the last Mishnah in Saita. And I said, so, how can the Mishnah say that there's no more Bali and Ava? That's not true. I'm still around. So everyone asks the Kasha. This is a, Yosef's a big Anav. He gets up. Now, there's apparently there was really no more Bali and Ava except for him. So what has he heard? So the people under a mistaken impression, they don't know that he's such an Anav. He has to make a whole tumult that no, change the gears and get up and make a public statement because you forgot about me. So Rav Zaitchik said a gevaldik avoid. He said that it's by saying that there's no more Bawi Anova, indirectly it's an insult to Rebbe, because that means that Rebbe wasn't great enough to produce a Talmud who was a Bawi Anov, who was an Anov. In other words, it's like implying that Rebbe just made it by the skin of his teeth, just to be like make it on the borderline of being an Anov. The Medes tell me that who went down to Madrega weren't anymore Anava. So it's an insult to the Rebbe. It's one thing for your own covenant, you don't have to stand up. But for your Rebbe's covenant, you got to stand up. The Maaser Rebbe was greater than that. Rebbe was so great that he was able to produce Talmidim who were about Anava. So he said, Rabbi Yosef felt that for the covenant of his Rebbe, he has to be, got to be about Gaiva for the covenant of your Rebbe. So he said, Rav Zaitchik said, people say there's no more Bawi Musar in the world. All the Bawi Musar got killed, died out in Europe. He says, we can't let people say that. It's a bizayin to our Rebbeim. It's a bizli of our Rebbe to say that they weren't great enough to produce Bawi Musar. So even if we want to be a Bawi Anava, it's too bad. We have to get up and say to Ikana, I'm still a Bawi Musar, there's still Musar in the world. The Rabbeim were great enough to produce Talmidim. They weren't, this is Musar died out. Anyway, that was what he said. I was very emotional, especially because he was Nifter a little bit later, and they put up posters all over Yerushalayim, the last of the Bawi Musar. It was a little ironic. But the Maisa, it's Musar Askel. You have to, sometimes we want to be on Nova, but not on our Rebbe's expense. Okay, anyway, that was a Chanukah part because he said that over Sufganiyah. They served Sufganiyah, and he said that I remember it was on Shabbos, Motzoi Shabbos Chanukah. Okay. All right, we're up to this Taisis, very, very difficult Taisis. So we actually read the Taisis before, and we had a great deal of difficulty. And I suggested we read the Reshiva's explanation. The truth is, I read it again, and Pashas, I don't know what in the world it means, but we'll try and figure it out. Maybe, but I don't know. I couldn't find my notes. Maybe you can figure it out a little bit, but I don't really understand it. But let's read over Taisis first. The type is Asikashim. The Domar, Edith, the Amma, Gupa, Nadeth, Bikava, Chomer, the Shane, is Chayiv. Kivin, the Kati, the Yoda, Taima, the Shema, Yakitenu, Rabo. So why don't we learn out Edith, the Amma, from Shane? So here there's a Maram. The Maram asks a very important question. Now, there's the whole problem on this Taisis, that the problem that Rashiva is coming to answer, is how does Taisis at the end succeed in answering this question? The first question. So I'm not really sure how the Rashiva answered that. But so we have to get, if we want to be able to give China this size, the whole, the most important thing, we have to know what this question is. So the Maran asks a question, says he doesn't understand Tavis' question. Because he says, Pashup Shana in the Gemara is that the Gemara, there was a, and that's how Rashiva is learning in the Masketeres too, that there's a Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Makshet in Shiko Adas. What is the Shiko Adas? It's Kavanos and Ahasik of Chumra or Akula. It's based on this Chakira, whether the Sibas and Machayev is Mamin or Pshia. So what is the, that's at least according to the Mahari, in the way they learn Pshan, that Shita Mikubetsis. So what's the, so Pasha Pshat, the Gemara is bringing a Raya from the Tana, that the Tana of Eved Ama, who is smarter than this Amachalekis than Amaraim, so you see, he held in Svara, like Rav Yehuda, that Kavanos on Ahazik is a Kula. So what's type? It says, Kasha, Eved Ama, Gupa, Neda, Bekavachar, Nishen, it's Chayiv. The answer is because it's Zemin Defun, the Tana of Yadayim held that Kavanos on Ahazik is a Kula. And therefore, you can't learn it from Shane, right? So what is it? What's the type of this problem? That's group of Pshat the Gemara. The whole Pshat the Gemara is that the fact that the Tana Yadayim held Eved Amas Potter. Now, Havamita didn't know yet the reason of Shema Yakni Tanu. So they thought it's Potter Midaraisa. So it's a Raya that he doesn't learn from Shane. Why not? Because Kavanah Sarahasik is a Kula. And that's Pashup Shana the Gemara. It's a beautiful Gemara. So what's Taivis' problem? Right? That's the Maram's Kasha.
You say that.
What?
You say that Tosis is learning the Gemara that when the Gemara says, Wav Kal V'Chomer Ahu, everyone accepts that stuff. And then we're saying, despite the Kal V'Chomer, you still might have.
Okay, so what the Maram says, it's something like that. He basically says that the fact that the Gemara asked the Kasha Lav Kavachimer, and they attacked Rav Yehuda based on that basis, even though Rav Yehuda was trying to save Pshat in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah, so that means that the Gemara is so adamant that Rav Yehuda's far is wrong. So therefore, the same way they would be adamant of you as far as wrong in our Mishnah, you can't bring a Raya from the Mishnah in Yadayim because Gupa will be adamant that the Mishnah in Yadayim is also wrong. Okay. So, okay, but so that's the Kash. In other words, I was saying it like you, is that the Gemara is adamant that Kavanah Sala Hasik is a Chumra in Svara.
Rabbi, wait a second. If that's true, so in this case, Rabbi, there are other alternative explanations besides Rabbi Yehuda to the Mishnah.
Wait. Please, you're jumping to try and answer the problem.
I'm not answering. I'm just trying to understand.
Maran didn't say that. I mean, maybe you're going to. That's the answer to the problem at the end of the day. I hear, but Maran doesn't say. Maran just says, you look at Maran. He just says because. Shad and Taivis's kasha is that Taivis sees that the Gemara is adamant, that the Gemara is not ready to accept that Kavanah Sala Hasik is a Kula. And therefore, the Gemara, based on being this adamant that they assume that Kavanah Sala Hasik is a Chumra, so they shouldn't have understood. So they bring Eved Amma. Okay, it's also a Shver, it's a Shver Mishnah. But what do you, it doesn't sound as asking that you have another mission as Shver. It doesn't really answer the question. It's just another mission with the same problem. Okay, so you have two missions that have the same problem. But it doesn't, the Gemara is saying, as if to answer the problem, it doesn't answer the problem. It just adds to the problem. Okay, we have another mission that makes no sense. That's what the Maram says. Okay, So that's Taivas's first kasha. Taivas's first kasha, in other words, is being that the Gemara is locked in at this point, is assuming that Kavanos Olahazik is a Chumrah. So how do they understand why Edom is Pater? Right, so this is a kasha that when at the end of the day, it's going to be very, very difficult to answer. Okay, and let's continue. Void kasha. Kim the other reish masisim simply a daim and not got ever am and not got ever the aisha. Im game is some other seifa. Okay, so that kasha we'll see. That size just seems to be able to answer. Another seifa's kasha is that you probably that the, how could the Gemara not have known the reason of Shemayak Nitana? It's the fairish in the Mishnah. But oh kasha, the ever am a geshen kavanos and asik nami paturei. Im game my mice. In other words, you. How can you tell me that the Pashup Shot, okay, that seems to be Machlekes for Shom around what this Kash is, but Pashup Shot, the Kash is, how could the Gemara have thought that the reason why Eved Amma is Potter because of Kavanos and Isaac? You see, Eved Amma is Potter even without Kavanos and Isaac, because even when it's not Kavanos and Isaac, you're Potter. So there, obviously there's some other explanation in Eved Amma. So what does the Gemara? Mora wants to prove from Eved Amma that Kavanos Lahasik is a Paiter. Obviously, there's some X factor that you're unaware of. Because if Kavanos Lahasik was a Paiter, that wouldn't explain why Eved Amma is Potter when it's not Kavanos Lahasik. Must be that there's some other factor. Once you have to admit that there's some other factor, so maybe you have no raya. Right? So those are Taivas's three questions. First question is, that since the Gemara is locked in, that they're assuming Kavanos Lahazik is a Chumrah, so how do they understand the Mishnah of Eved Amma? What are they bringing Eved Amma? It's just so stop, it's a Shvera Mishnah. Two is, how could they not have known that Eved Amma is because of Shemayach Nitanu? And three, how could they think that Eved Amma is because of Kavanos Lahazik? That would never explain why your partner is not Kavanos Lahazik. Okay. Shlomar. The Shabbat of the Yada Maksha Taima, the Shemayach Nitanu Rabba. The Gemara always knew the reason Shemayach Nitanu. Kafiru Ali Parah, but that doesn't explain the mission you're dying. Kima the Evi Yama Ptura, Mafiru Bank of an Asan Hazik. Avagav the Nashayat, the Shemayach Nitanu Rabba. To Anasu. Aye, so why group are you part of there? To Paman in his condo, we are men of this condo. Okay, so the Pashup Shat, Taiva's answer makes no sense because Taiva says that the Gemara knows Shemayach Nitanu, but they felt that Shemayach Nitanu only applies by Kavanos and Isaac, but it doesn't apply by ain't Kavanos and Isaac. Nusa Hagupa Kasha. Okay, so that answers question number two. Okay, that they knew Kavanos, they knew Shemayach Nitanu, but that can't explain the mission Yadayim. So Hagupa, so why is when it's no Kavana Yipater, it can't be, it's not because of Shemayach Nitanu, because that doesn't apply when it's not Kavanos and Isaac. It can't be because Kavanos Lahazik is a Kula, because there is no Kavanos Lahazik. So why are you put there when there's no Kavanos Lahazik? So he says, the Paman is Chandu, the Yarmelon is Chandu, which sounds like some kind of quasi Shemayach Nitanu, that they're Xera, whatever, that we're afraid, we're still afraid. So the problem, the million-dollar problem is, so good. So once you come out that there's a reason why you're Potter by Kavanos Lahazik, because Kavanos Lahazik, we know Shemayach Nitanu. And then Kavanos Lahazik, we also understand why you're Potter because of Pamim Nishanu, the Yomilon Nishanu. So what in the world is the Raya? Right? Because there's a very logical, Eved Amma makes perfect sense. Eved Amma has nothing to do with Kavanos Lahazik being a Kula. It's a din derabanan, because by the case of kavana there's Shemayach Nitanu, and by the case of lo kavana there's There's a svara, Shami Akdeno, I'm sorry, Shpamin Nishanu, Vyamanon Nishanu.
Rabbi, do we even understand why Tosfos is jumping to a case of lo niskavnu, where it's not, therefore it's not shamash akitano,
yes,
as opposed to a one second, as opposed to a theoretical case of kavana, where it's not shamash akitano? Maybe he had kavana, but he didn't do it with intention of hurting the ball.
We would have no way of knowing that. So we would.
So that's the same thing as ino kavana. It's the same thing because of shamash akitano. Because maybe there's some.
In the case of no kavana, so it's not shayach shemi yakniteno, because you can only do yakniteno, you can only be worried about yakniteno if he's doing it on purpose. If he's not doing it on purpose, it's not shayach the whole
problem. And it's not possible he's doing it on purpose without with the reason, without the svara of yakniteno. He just wants the damage.
I guess I understand, but there'll be no way for us to know that. So if he's doing it on purpose and we're always nervous, we don't know why he's doing it on purpose. So we're always nervous. Maybe the reason why he's doing it on purpose is Yakni Tano. But if he's not doing it on purpose, then we don't have to worry about Yakni Tano.
Then we have to worry he's doing pretending to do it on purpose.
Exactly.
When
he's not.
But how is that any difference?
Okay. I don't know, because apparently it's different. It's a lower degree. So
why are we committing that it's a Rabban on the Shami Yakni Tano?
I don't know. You want to make it the rice? I saw at least the way the Parship Shot. Okay, I don't know. Parship Shot is a draw on it, but okay, you can make it the rice, and you make it the rice, whatever you want. It doesn't make a difference. The problem, Tysus doesn't make any sense. Okay, we don't know if Shang Ten is the rice or a draw on. Okay, I agree. But the Misa. I agree. We'll say that the Maisa Tzivus comes out that there's a valid reason to bother Mischavim because of Shema Yaknitanu, and there's a valid reason to bother Eina Mischavim because of Shema the Tvamin Nischavnu, Vyomer No Nischavnu. So if that's the case, so how can you prove anything from that Mishnah? That Mishnah has its own valid reasons why the Eved's Potter, whether it's Teraisa, Drabana, whether it's Zera, whatever you say, but there's valid reasons over there. So where in the world is a Raya? That's the problem on Tysus. Tysus makes, in other words, Pashup Shat, Tysus answers the middle Kasha, that they knew Shemayaknitanu. He answers this third kasha, why is Eina Mischavim Potter? But he doesn't explain what the raya is. Right? You know, so to speak, he sounds like he really answers all three kashas, but he makes it come, but creates a different problem. Yeah, Eina Chinami, the Gemara. In other words, it really answers all three questions. The first question was, why is he Eved Potter? Second question is, how can you not know Shem Yakitano? Third question is, why is Eina Mischavim Potter? The answer is they're all good. Eved is potter because of Shema Yaknitanu with Mechavim. Eina Mischavim is because Pamin Nischavnu Yomino Nischavnu. And the Gemara knows that. Okay. But the problem is that it's a great answer, but then it kills the Gemara. So how in the world does the Gemara prove anything from here? Right? That's the Parshup Shepram on Tysus.
If he's saying it's a Doraisa potentially, so then it's not really because it's Shemi Akitano, it's just that's really just a simon, right?
Okay, that's a possible mahalach. If what that we were saying, that if you say Shemi Akitano is a simon but not a siva, but that's a chiddush. We mentioned that possibility because that is one of the possible pshatim that they said in Tysus, and I guess it was sticking in my head, so we mentioned it. But it's a big chiddush that something could be a simon but not a siva. If it's a good svara, it shouldn't be a simon. If it's not a good svara, so then maybe it could also be the siva. So we said a chiddush that something could be a simon, but we said because drachecha darkei nayam is a simon but not a siva. Okay.
That doesn't seem like it's enough to explain Tosu.
Tosu say the Anasu?
That doesn't seem like it's enough.
What?
That's not enough to explain Tosis, right? Okay, what is this Hamimshanis? Loniskavnu, Vyamaniskavnu. Well, Simon doesn't, in my head, just make everything nice.
Well, if it's Simon, if it's a Simon, so then it's telling you that the rice is a Yashris, that Kavanaso is a Ptur.
Right, but the problem they're asking is why did. In other words, because then Titus doesn't have to say, Titus at the end of the half, but still before in your name, they got us like father, how can I go down the mother? Nimsa, the governor, so got him up to her. Nimsa, the governor, so got him up to her. Okay, maybe.
Again, but what about the fact that Tosus said that? Reason did Tosus have to say the Shemayanos? What does that have to do?
No, Tibus, because if Tibus has to answer his question 2 and 3, Tibus' question 2 is that obviously you knew the mission, the reason of the Mishnah. And Tibus' question 3 is how do you explain why your partner in the case of Anam is having?
Correct.
Saying Tibus is saying because that is a simon why your partner. And that simon is why. Even by Eno Mishavim, because of the Svara of Shema, of Paman Mishavim, of Yamino Mishavim, but the Siba, obviously something else. And that's what the Gemara is saying.
What does that have to do with being honest, though? What does that have to do with being honest? The Tosu says, why Shema Yachni Tenu's Pater? Oh, because you're an honest. For what reason does Tosu need to say the reason why you're Pater by Shema Yachni?
Okay, that's already fetching.
Tosu's explaining
okay, the truth. I hear. Okay. The Maisa, that is, in other words, St. David didn't have to get into that. He could have just said that, Shayakti Tanu. Okay, fine. I agree. Okay, anyway, but the Maisa, the Maram, the Reshiva was not learned that way. And, there are people that learn that way, but that's not the way the Reshiva learned. Because it's not so simple altogether. Besides Shamir's Pramatalashim, that the pasha is something which is a simon is also a siba. To say that something is a simon but not a siba, and that's Gupta Machlekas in the Gemara, whether it's a simon or a siba. Okay. Anyway, so what is the Rai? So the Maram here, the Maram has a long arichas. And he says of Pshat, what the answer is, what the Rai is. And he basically says, he basically says that if you learn, Evan Amos Potter Midaraisa without Shemayakni Tanu, I'm just reading the rabbi. Ishmael Ashmet Dechik, the Teruzo Shotayb is Hachihu. The Maisi Rai me Ebeva Amma. The Kiva the Ebeva Amma turn up, Pilaka no Shayak Tai, the Shame Yak Nitano Rabo. Come Shame is Chabe. He tell the poem she is Chamu the Hudo. Came to a Jinn is Chabe, Shum is Chabe. Then became Yesho Kiach. Miss Chabe has an old Mistara, as Kantis Chai, if you answer me, Bame is Chai, you know, Sad, Oma, you do Shum, Pima is Chai, Shai, Big Time, the Shame Yak Nitano. Rabo, my twin is Chai, the King that's Chai, and Gupa, as far as the search here. Okay. He says it. So what the Maram sounds like he's saying is that we have a Shaina. In other words, by Eino Mischavein, it's Potter because of Xera, which I think sounds like he's learning his Drabanan. That it's Xera Drabanan of that Pamanjin is Chavein, Yomer Eino Mischavein.
That part is of the Drabanan.
Right. So he's saying that now we have to get the first half. The first half of when it's Mechavei Mamish. So if you learn that, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that Eino Mischavein is a Poiter, So then it comes out that you're pater by mischave. I'm sorry, that mechaving is a pater, is a kula. So then it comes out that by mechaving, you're pater mideraisa. So then it's very good that we make a gzeira. You know, that mechaving is pater deraisa. And then we make a gzeira of ena mischaving. Because sometimes enem is chaving in the chaving, make a gzeira on the raisa. But if you learn not like Rav Yehuda, that enem is chaving is only midrabana, is only because of shemiyach nitenu. Pashas means it's midrabana. So then, what are you making a takana? You're making a takana because you know it's like a gzeira to gzeira.
Well, where do we get the step that then it has to be midrabana? Where do we get that from?
Okay, because it will be the Raisas and Pashas. I don't know if the Maran would have such a taina. Why can't, just like in the, just like Pashas in the Maran, just like in Rabbi Yehuda, you can understand that it's a, you can make a Gzeira on the Raisa. So even if Shemiyach Leitano is a Raisa, you should also be able to make a Gzeira on the Raisa. So it's easier. I'm not sure, Maran doesn't spell it out. You're right, but it's easier. You say the Maran is learning that Shemiyach Nitenu is a drabbanan. So he said like this, Bishlamah, if you learn that you're potter mideraisa, because Kavanasa Lahazik is a kula. So then the Mishnah makes sense in your diet, because Kavanasa Lahazik is potter mideraisa, because Kavanasa Lahazik is a kula. Now the drabbanan went ahead and they were misakein, then Eina Mischavein is potter, because Toma Mischavnu, Vyomidon Mischavnu.
So, okay. so the whole Shemayak Nitanu then comes out to be in a case of Enam Iskaven?
Yes. Wow. You know, there's the only reason why you need Shemayak Nitanu, because, yes, it's for the Enam, yes. But if you learn that that even the Mechaven is only Potter because of Shemayak Nitanu, so then it's not Mistara that we would Potter Enam Iskaven with Exera to Mischaven. Because it's some kind of like a gzera and gzera. That seems to me what the Maram says. So it's very nice. The Gemara is bringing a raya. Since the Mishnah in Yadayim says that we make this gzera, so it's a raya that the Mishnah in Yadayim obviously holds that the case of the Chavein is Pater Medina, because like Rav Yehuda said, because of Kavanos and Hazik is a Kula. Right? That seems to be what the Maram is saying. And we want to know how did the Mishnah, in other words, we really, the Gemara saw the Mishnah says Shemayach Nitanu. But the question is, why is the case of the Chavein Pater? You need Shemayach Nitanu for the case of Enam Mechavein. But is Mechavein also Pater of Shemayach Nitanu? Or is Mechaving Potter for a different reason, because of Midaraisa? So if you say Mechaving is Potter for a Deraisa, so then it makes sense. We make a Gzeira to Gzeira. We make a Gzeira of Eina Mischaving up to Pama Mischaving. But if you're going to go ahead and say that the whole time, even Mischaving is only Al Shemayach Nitenu, so then we wouldn't make a takana of Eina Mischavein, because maybe it's Mechavein, because words come towards the end of Mischavein, it's not so terrible that he's that the other's chayiv. So it wouldn't be such a, be like a gzera to gzera. That seems to be what the Maram's answer. So the $1 million problem, it's a great answer, but it just brings you back to the same first kasha. That means that Mineyu Bey in the Mishnah in Yadayim only makes sense if the Tana in Yadayim holds that Shemayach, that Kavanos and Ahazik is a Kula. But Tavis's whole first problem was predicated on the point that Tavis felt that the Gemara isn't ready to accept that. The Gemara, otherwise Tavis wouldn't have had a first problem. Tavis in his first problem was ready in his Havamina to think that the Gemara doesn't know Shemayach Nitanu. And he's still asking Akasha, what does the Gemara want? They should some ask Akasha, the Mishnah Yadayim makes no sense. Why are you Pater? I don't know why you're Pater, but it doesn't make sense. We should just ask the guy, we should say that we should learn out. The Mishnah says you're Pater, so it's Sarachian. And you can't tell me the Mishnah holds because Enem is Chavim is a Kula, because we're not ready, the Gemara is not ready to buy that. So the same way Typhus in his first Kasha, was working in the Hava, meaning that the Gemara doesn't know Shemayakti Tanu. And still, Typhus is saying that the Gemara should have left the Mishnah Yadayim Sarachiyim. I don't understand the Mishnah in Yadayim. The Mishnah Yadayim is saying that you're Potter. Why are you Potter? Can't say because Kavanos and Isaac is a Kuda, because that makes no sense to us. So now, all Tavis is doing, according to the Maran at the end, is proving that the Mishnah and Yadayim has to be holding that Kavanos and Isaac is a Kuda. But we can't, we Kupa said, we know the Tavis's first Kasha was that's not understandable and that we can't accept such a thing. We would rather leave the Mishnah Shver than say that the Mishnah and Yadayim holds that Kavanos and Isaac is a Kuda, because we hold in Svara that the Naksha of Lav Kavachomer is Mukhruch, that Kavanos and Isaac is not a Kula. So what in the world, how in the world are you answering the question?
But Tysus's question is based on the understanding that we should learn out as a Kavachomer from Shane, because we know that it's not a Kula. But if it comes out there's a switch here where Yadayim is showing us that there is a Kula, why can't that be the switch in Tysus?
I didn't thought of what you said.
The whole point is, I
heard the word, but I didn't follow. I suspect the Tavis and his Havamina doesn't know this far as Shemayakti Tanu. In Tavis and Havamina, that he thought that the Gemara doesn't know Shemayakti Tanu, the only way you can understand the Mishnah and Yadayim is by saying that Kavanos and Isaac is a Kula. Nonetheless, Tavis isn't happy with that.
Okay.
Why isn't he happy with that? Because he says, you need the Gemara should have just said, well, okay, this is a Shver Mishnah Yadayim. I don't know if Shver Mishnah Yadayim. It's Shver. The Mishnah Yadayim seems to indicate Kavanos and Isaac is a Kula. Can't be. Makes no sense. You should be able to learn out from the Kavach Homer from Shane. Kavanos and Isaac is not a Kula. It's a Chumra. Mishnah Yadayim, Sarachim.
So are you saying if Shema Yaksin 10 is not the points, then you're not solving anything?
Yes, because you still have a Shver Mishnah in Yadayim. The Mishnah in Yadayim, so now Tavis at the end is saying, even with Shemayakni Tanu, we have to explain the Mishnah in Yadayim that Kavanos and Ahazik is a Kula. But good, but but that's a no-no. That was Tavis's first Kasha, that we can't have that this Mukhlok from the Mishnah in Yadayim, Kavanos and Ahazik is a Kula, because we hold that it's a chumra. That's when we ask for lav kal v'chomer. We're locked in. To the Gemara is locked in that in Yashrus and Svar is lav kal v'chomer, that Kavanos and Isaac is a chumra. So the Tavis gave a nice answer for his second kasha, and he gave a very nice answer for his third kasha, but he's not answering his first kasha. Right? That's the million-dollar problem on the Maran.
What about?
I don't even understand the answer in the first place. I'm saying what if you say that Kavana is a reason to the Mishnah Yadayim need to say Shemayakni Tenu in the first place?
Because Shemayakni Tenu is the reason why Enam is Chavein is Potter. Enam is Chavein is like this Gezerah, Pamim Yakni Pamim is Chavein, the Omer Enam is Chavein is only because of Shemayakni Tenu. You know, that's why we're so worried. Why are we worried about Pamin Nischad and Yomayin Nischad? Because of Shemayakni Tenu.
Okay. Ain Kavana is a reason to Potter. Just Ain Kavana itself wouldn't be a reason to make the Gzera, and Shemayakni Tenu is the reason that there should be such a Gzera.
Kavana is a reason to Potter. Ain Kavana should be Chayiv. And we wouldn't make a Gzera, we wouldn't start make to Potter you. It's only because of the Svara Shemayakni Tenu we make the Gzera. So if then it makes sense that it's only it's like just one level takana. But if it's a if mechaven is potter because of Shem Yachnitano, so it's a Shem Yachnitano on a Shem Yachnitano. Like worse comes to worse, so okay, it'll be Yachnitano, and he's okay, not so terrible. It's not so terrible. You know, there is if when it's mechaven your potter, so then it's a bigger problem. Shem Yachnitano, and really the other deserves to be potter because it was mechaven. He deserves to be potter, and you're going to be mechayev the other shelo kedin. But if even by mechaven, really the other deserves to be potter, really deserves to be chayev, and he's only potter on Shem Yachnitano. So like it's exactly. What are you afraid? You're afraid that maybe Einam is chaven and he's mechaven. Okay. So what's going to happen? The other is going to have to pay. No, the other is really supposed to pay. Even by mechaven, he's supposed to pay. So it's not a valid exera. Okay, I'm sorry, my winter, I cut you off. I'm sorry.
Or
you
Rabbi, isn't it dochik? And I was just saying the same thing. Isn't it dochik that the Maram says it's not shaykh taima shamiyakintano by Inam Skavin? It just doesn't sound like what Tosis or the Maram is saying, that the from Inam Skavin to Miskavin is shamiyakintano. Just not the way they speak. He says it's not Shaykh Shem Yachnitano by Inam Miskavin. Rather, the reason is, I agree with everything Rebbe's saying, except for calling that a problem of Shem Yachnitano. He says the reason is, it's a problem that we don't know, that maybe you did a Bikavana.
But he has to, there's a reason why I'm saying it this way, is because he's coming to answer Tavis's Kasha number two. Tavis's Kasha number two is that the Gemara must have known the reason of Shema Yachnitano. So you have to say that the Ptur is based on Shema Yachnitano. Now, how is he answering that question? Where is the Shema Yachnitano?
That's a good question.
Okay. That's why I'm saying it that way. Okay.
Do you agree that it just doesn't sound that way in Tosis and the Maram? Like, push-up shot, like
in Taisis, I don't know if it doesn't sound so terrible. It's Taisis just means that the Iker Shem Yachnitano is not there. It's not shy of time of the Shem Yachnitano if really he's Eino Mechavein. But once I bring in Paman Nischanu, Vyomer Lo Nischanu, then it is Shayach. When it's really Eino Mischaveng, it's not shy of time of the Shem Yachnitano. That's how you would have to read Taisis. But in the case of Eino Mischaveng, there's no problem Shem Yachnitano. But it's only a Gzeira, but the Gzeira is using Shem Yachnitano. I'm going to sound
opposite from what I was saying before, because I was trying to say that there's a difference of a case of Niskavnu where he's not Yachnitano. But the reality is the only case of an onus where he would pretend it's an onus even though it's Kavan is if Shema Yachnitano. There's no reason for him to pretend it's an onus if he really has Kavana, if he's not going to be Yachnitano. So it's not really two steps. It's really only one step. Even the case of onus, even if it's true, then the case of Niskavin, we're only chayev because of Shem Yachnitano. So in the case of Onus, the only case he's going to pretend is if Goofy is trying to hurt the Baal. He's not going to pretend it's an Onus if in reality he's Kavana, but he doesn't want to hurt the Baal. Because what's the point of him pretending that it's an Onus? The only reason to pretend an Onus is if he's trying to hurt the Baal. There's no reason. So it's not really two steps.
No, he's going to pretend that he's Eino Mischaven.
Right, he's going to pretend he's Eino Mischaven, but the only reason to do that is if he has Kavana.
It's not an Inus. If it's Eino Mischaven, it's not an Inus.
If it's Eino Mischaven?
He's pretending that it's Eino Mischaven, which means.
And therefore, he's pretending that it's an Inus.
No. Eino Mischaven is not an Inus. Eino Mischaven is an Inus. The onus is on the bow, not on the on the on the.
I'm sorry. He's gonna pretend it's Aina Miskaven, so therefore he's gonna pretend like he's not trying to hurt the ball.
And therefore, the Zah was not an Inus because the ball could have.
The ball's not an Inus. Sorry, the ball's not an Inus. So, but the point is, there is no. It's not really two steps. It's not as if he's going to pretend. He has to first of all pretend he has that he doesn't have kavana, and then we say now that he has that he has kavana, we have to say maybe he's in the Skavan. There's no way he's going to pretend.
No, that was... it's two steps by him. It's two steps by the what the Maram sounds like he's saying is, it's a Chazal made two steps. Really, midiraisa. If you learn not like Rabbi Yehuda, midiraisa mechaven is supposed to be chayiv. I, the Eved, is doing it because of Shem Yachitanu. Sorry, Adin, that's the way the cookie crumbles. You don't want to get an Eved, don't get an Eved.
Right.
But you got an Eved, even if the Eved is Yachitanu, you got to pay because he's your mom and you got to pay for it.
So midiraisa,
the Adin should be chayiv, even if it's Yachitanu. Came on the Rabbanan and pattered. Mechavein, because of Shem Yachmitenu. Now we have a case of Einu Mechavein, where there really should be, there isn't a problem of Shem Yachmitenu. But we're nervous that maybe Pamin Yachtenu beyond Lo Yachmitenu. So what the simple Pshat in the Marab is, if you learn that Mechavein is Pater because of Shem Yachmitenu, it's like exer, because what are you afraid of? Worst comes to worst, the Eved, really the probability is the Eved was not Mechavein. Edema, you're nervous. The Eved was Mechavein. If the Eved is Mechavein, the Maisa Miikredin, the Adin is Chayiv when the Eved's Mechayiv.
Right, but that's assuming that if Eved's Mechavein, that he would be doing it for a reason other than to hurt the Adin. But no, the only the reason Adin. He would do it would be to hurt the Adin.
Right.
So it's only one step.
I didn't say it's two. On the Eved, I don't care how many steps on the Eved. On the Rabbanon, it's two steps. Rabbanan first went ahead and they made a zera, a takana, that if we know for sure the Eved is mechaving, we pater the Eved. And now they're making even a further takana, that even when it looks to us that the Eved is not mechaving, we're patering the Eved.
So, and why can't we just say it's one takana?
Okay, you want to argue with the Maram, argue with the Maram. But this is what the Maram seems to say. The Maram seems to say that the Rabbanan wouldn't go so far because the probability is that he's Eina Mechavein. And Eina Mechavein, there's no problem. Elamai, you're nervous. There's a 10% chance that maybe he's Mechavein. Even the worst comes to worst, he's mechavein. So what? Midiraisa by mechavein. Also, the Adin is chayiv.
And we're not saying that the same 10% is the same 10% of meaning. In every scenario where it's mechavein, was definitely an order to hurt the Adin. That's the reality, right?
Yes, but it's
there's no statistical difference.
Okay, but that is Maram. Listen, and let me go further, please. This is Maram. I think it's I can hear the Maram. He's saying the odds are that the Eved is not mechavein. So NMI, we're bothering him because maybe he's mechaving. Worst comes to worst, he's mechaving. So what? It's not, we're not going to have the wrong din because we're going to make the other pay. The other is supposed to pay by mechaving because it's only a Torah Rabban Hashem Yachnitenu. So if it would be only Pater Kod Hashem Yachnitenu, we wouldn't go so far. But if you're Pater Medina, then it makes sense. So this is the problem is, I mean, let's just try and set up the sugya where we're trying to go. So the problem is that the Maram does not seem to answer the Taibis's problem because Taibis's kasha was that you can't go ahead and say that your potter be the raisa by Eved Da'ama because of Eino Mechavein, because we're not allowed to say that Eino Mechavein is a Kula. Right? That was, so we're saying, so, Mechavein is a Kula, right. So, thank you. Because you're bringing a Raya from the Mishnah that the Mishnah must have held that Mechavein is a Kula, but it can't be. Okay. So Rashiva said a Gainish answer, except I just don't know how a Gainish answer answers the question, because whoever wrote this up left out of step. But it's the guidance, and he's in the first step. Mashiva said as follows. He says, Avada, Taivis Kash is right. The starting point is that we would never say that Kavanah Sarazik is a kula. And therefore, midaraisa, everybody agrees that midaraisa eved ama starts out chayv. And it's only pater midarabanan because of shema yaknitano, even in the case of mechavet. But he says, but if you hold like Rav Yehuda Svara, that the sivas of mechayev is lack of shmira. So when the Rabbanan wanted to pater you because of shema yaknitano, so this is a Rabbanan, you see, this is why it's different than before we're talking to Raisa level. And as a Rabbanan, there's a very nice trick, which is on almost every sugya. This is almost on every sugya that you do with a Rabbanan. We always have the question is, what's the mechanism and the motivation? This is a standard yeshivish trick on every Rabbanan sugya. There's Rabbanan.
That's similar to Siva? Is that the same thing as Siva?
It's similar, but it's okay. In other words, the Chazal tell us what motivated the Rabbanan. We always have every Gemara will tell us why the Rabbanan were motivated to make their takana. But the problem is, the Rabbanan don't like being oiker davar min ha-Torah. You're not supposed to be oiker davar min ha-Torah. So very nice, the Rabbanan are motivated. But how did they do it? They're being oiker davar min ha-Torah. See, if it's a deraisa, so the Torah can do whatever, Hashem can do whatever he wants. That's why pashtus and a deraisa, siba is a simon, and it's, they're both the same. But in the Rabbanan are motivated. They're very motivated. But the Maisa, you're going against the Torah. So what we say is that the Chazal found a system which is able to put their din into the Torah. So they find sometimes the system that they create is not the same system that they were motivated, right? I'm motivated. I want to kill a certain person, but I have to have a means, I have to have a mechanism. The mechanism might be I blow up the airplane. The airplane, blowing up the airplane, I kill another 50 people. What can you do? You know, so the mechanism doesn't always stem with the motivation. The motivation, I have to have a way to evoke my motivation. I have to find a system. But that's a standard. Very standard. It's like one of the most standard yeshivish things. And anytime, I think of every sugya in Shas, wherever you find a din derabanan, you always ask the kasha, okay, that's the motivation, but what's the mechanism? Right? We had it in Baba Metzia, Dawud Amis, people, Rabbanan Mesakein, so they shouldn't fight, but what is the mechanism? They made a Kinyan Chotzer, they made it, and therefore the mechanism sometimes goes beyond. Very often, the mechanism that the Chazal evoked, they would, you know, that goes way beyond what were they were motivated, because they have to find a deraisa dika mechanism. They have to fit it into the Torah some way.
Rabbi, the usual co-words for this are tzur satakana and siba satakana, or is that?
Yeah, that sounds good. So the siba and the tzura. Okay, that's fine. That's good. Yeshiva Shirei. Yes. The surah means what is right? How do they formulate it? Yes, and we have it in almost every takana. You had it. We had in Gittin the Rabbanan, you know, in the beginning of Shaleach, the Rabbanan Misakein that you can't be mevato the shliach. So Taiva says that they put it into the din advarin shebalei ba'avei dvarin. You know, there's a
Siba was tikkun olam.
Siba is tikkun olam, right? But the takana was that if this is. They extended the din varan shebalei to include this. In the 10th parak of Yevamis, the Eirechot says a husband died, so the siba is that they want to be make on the woman, and then they created the reason, the motivation, but then they created with mishmikuna the mechanism they make. We told Homer Shechemar to be soifik because you know it's all right. We have it in many places.
She's going to check
that. So what the Rishiva said, a beautiful thing. He said that over here, granted the motivation. Why the motivation for the p'tur is shema yakni tenu. But if we can find a way to pater you, we have to find a mechanism. So according to the Gemara, if you hold like the Gemara, you know, that that the sibas of the zikin is by them. So there is no mechanism, because you can't deny that the eved is, you're the bow, the other's the bow on the eved. So listen, what can you do? Sometimes there is no mechanism, so there's no mechanism, no mechanism. Rabban has to stick their neck out and go ahead and just be go against the Torah. What can you do? But if you learn that the Sibis and Mechayev is, that you didn't watch it, so the Rabbanan have a suggestion what they can do to avoid this problem. What they could do is they could go ahead and say that you don't have to, they could patter you from your chiyuv shmir of your eved. They could make a takana that a person is not obligated to watch his eved. Once they patter you from your chiyuv shmira, so then you're not chayav midaraisa. If you hold that, like Rav Yehuda, that the siva samachayav is shmira, is pshia, so there's only a pshia if you are chayav in shmira. But who says you're chayav in shmira? Well, the Torah says you're chayav in shmira. So Rabbanan can patter you. Rabbanan can patter you from your chiyuv shmira. They can go ahead and say, listen, we don't mechayev you in your chiyuv shmira. We patter you from your chiyuv shmira. And by memeira, once you're patter from the chiyuv shmira, then memeira, you don't have to pay. That's what the Rashiva said. That was his chap.
But how and why does it become a doraisa?
Oh, because now that there's no chiyuv shmira, there was no pshia. And according to Rav Yehuda, the sibas mechayev is pshia.
Yeah, but it's still midrabbanan. Midrabbanan, there's no chiyuv shmira. And midaraisa, there is.
Because midaraisa, Rabbanan went ahead and said, you don't have to watch it. So you weren't, once Rabbanan tell you don't have to watch it, you're not posheya. If you listen to Rabbanan, you're not being a posheya. You can't say, call me a posheya if I listen to Rabbanan.
And why is Tosis bringing the case of the Enum Stav in there?
Tosis is saying this. If you learn, it's like the Marab. If you learn that We have a chakira. What is the sivas and mechayev? Is the sivas and mechayev pshia, or the sivas and mechayev is mamon? Rav Yehuda holds the sivas and mechayev is pshia. The Gemara holds the sivas and mechayev is mamon. So if you hold the sivas and mechayev is mamon, so it's very good you patterned mechaving, because Rabbana made a takana of shema yakitenu. But then how do they go ahead and patter Eina Mechavim? It's Gzeira to Gzeira. But if you hold the Sibas and Mechayiv is Pshia, so granted, in order to get pattered by Mechavim, the motivation is Shema Yaknitenu, because you can't learn out, otherwise we'll make a Kavu Chaymer from Shane, because we hold in Svara that Kavanah and Hasek is a Chumra. We make a Kavu Chaymer from Shane. Now we come along and we say that we want to path to you because of Shema Yaknitenu. But then in order to path to you with Shema Yaknitenu, now we look for a way that we can sneak it into the Deraisa. And the way we sneak it into a Deraisa, since we Rav Yehuda holds that the Sibas and Mechayev is lack of Shmira, so we sneak it into the deraisa by saying that there was no chiyuv shmira. So we sneak it into the deraisa by saying there's no chiyuv shmira. Once we're able to sneak it into the deraisa, there's no chiyuv shmira. So then it's very good that Rabbanu were able to misakein that the pater ain't a mischaving, zeirat the mischaving. Okay, so that's what he's saying. So Rashiva said a child like this, that if Rabbi Yehuda is wrong, then we can't make it like the Maram. If Rabbi Yehuda is wrong, then we can't be misakein, to pater ain't a mischaving. Because it's like Xer and Xer. But if Rav Yehuda is right, so granted, Typus's Kasha is true. Now, Midaraisa, you would learn out from Shane, But once we bring in Shema Yakni Tanu, and Shema Yakni Tanu tells us we don't learn out from Shane, then the Rabbanan will evoke a system to make it Daraisa by taking away your Chiyuv Shmira and the Meida, so that, and which proves, and then they could make Xerat Xera. So the fact that they didn't make Xerat Xera proved that that's right. So we can prove from the Mishnah of Yadayim that the Tana and Yadayim held that it's possible to make Mechaven into a Ptur Daraisa, which means that he holds that the Sivas of Mechayev is Shmira. Okay. Why is what I said didn't make a word of sense? Don't ask, if you're not going to ask that, it's not going to be the right question. I don't want to hear it yet.
Because why is it a zero?
It's Xerat Xera because that the Maram said it's Xerat Xera.
No, because once Chachamim say you don't have to do any Shmira, yeah, then you potter miskaven, eno miskaven. There's no different levels over here.
Okay, good. So fine. So that's so good. You know, as long as it's good. The whole point is that the only way the Tana of the Mishnah makes sense is if the Rabbanan could turn it into a Ptur Daraisa. So the Rabbanan succeeds, and it only makes sense they could turn into a Ptur Daraisa if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So it's a Raya that the Mishnah Yadayim hold like Rabbi Yehuda.
Okay, but why are we saying this Takana? Now it becomes it's not a Takana. Takana, it's a, there is no second Takana. There is no second Takana over here.
And that's a second. I don't know. But if you're right, it won't make any problem. So what? The Maisa still works. That the only way you can make sense of the Mishnah and Tana and Yadayim is it beholds like Rabbi Yehuda that the Sivas of Mechayev is Shia and not Baivim.
Right. So we would have a problem of Gzera L'Gzera.
You're not asking the right question. I hear it. I don't have time. I got two minutes.
Saying, but we're avoiding that. We're avoiding it by saying we have a mechanism in a Siba, right? So we're avoiding it by saying, but what you're doing is you end up making a gzera that's going to be more felt. It's going to sweep more than what you're trying to accomplish because of the Siba. The whole purpose of the Siba is
I don't want to hear that question. I want to hear a different question. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. What's the problem with what I said? Why doesn't it make a word of sense?
How does the Rabbanan have the right to make it not a Pshia?
Okay, that's a good question too. But they could take away. Rabbanan have a right to take away your Chiyuv Shmira. That's the assumption. Rabbanan,
you also have the right to take away your Mammon. They can also your Mammon.
So that apparently you have to explain. That's a valid point. But okay. I think I could figure out. It's a good point, not easy to figure out, but I think I could. That it's easier to take away your Chiyuv Shmira than once the guy's Chayiv to say that he's Potter, that's already, but to take away the Chiyuv Shmira, that they could do. Okay, but I don't know. But it's a good
point. How did the Rosh Yeshiva answer the problem? The whole problem that this Makshin had is that he wasn't willing to hear the Pshat of Pshia, where he could prove it from our Mishnah to Menehu Bey. That our Tana only makes sense if you say Pshia.
Right, that's the problem. The problem is that at the end of the day, it's all confusing and confusing, but you didn't get anywhere. Parashas Rashila got nowhere because he's saying at the end of the day, you're saying that in order to make sense out of the Mishnah, the only way to make sense out of the Mishnah and Yadayim is to say that the Tana and Yadayim held like Rabbi Yehuda, the Kavanos and Ahazit, that the Sivas of Mechayev is Shia. But the whole time is his first kasha was that the fact that the Gemara asked Lav Kal V'Chomer means that the Gemara is not ready to hear Rav Yehuda. The Gemara is adamant that we can't say such a thing. That Rav Yehuda is in Svara, we're not ready to accept it. That was Tavis's first kasha. Otherwise, Simon wouldn't have had a first kasha.
We're not willing to accept what part of Rabbi Yehuda?
We're not ready to accept Rabbi Yehuda, that Kavanasa Lahasika Zakuda, which is predicated on the Yisayim, that the Sibas and Achayim is Shmira. So, kasha means we're not ready to accept the Yisayim of Rabbi Yehuda that the Sivas are Mechayev and Shmira. I think you might be onto something, but okay, but that's the Pashas. The Pashas is that's Pashas Shat, the way the Shita set it up. The Machlek is Rabbi Yehuda and the Maksha. Is Rabbi Yehuda's whole, the Sivas of Mechayev is Pshia. The Maksha Lav Gava Chomer said the Sivas of Mechayev is Mammon. We weren't ready to accept that premise of Rabbi Yehuda that the Sivas of Mechayev is Pshia. If you say it's in Mechayev Pshia, then it's simple. Kavanos Lahasik is a Kula. But we were never ready to accept that premise that the Sivas of Mechayev is Pshia. And that's why we asked Lav Gava Chomer. And Tavis's first gasha is that how do you get a Ptur by Eved Ba'ama? You should go in and learn out from Shang. What do you mean, learn out from Shang? Kavanos Lahasik is a Kula. Now the Gemara can't hold of that because the Gemara, oh, that's not logical. So now you just came with a whole long chesed, and at the end of the day, you came back to the same point.
But if
that
we go with
that the only that it's mukhlof from the Tana in the Yudayim that Kavanos Lahasik that the Kavanos Lahasik is a Kula. That's a little different. It's instead of saying it's mukhlof from Yudayim. That Kavanos and Ahazik is a Kula, is Mogla from Yadayim, that the Sivas and Mechayev is Pshia. But what's the difference? The Tolizav is that.
Not, let's say, according to the Recoin Tzedek, it's not. According to the Recoin Tzedek, we can split those two parts.
But then you didn't answer the Gemara's Kasha. So then how did you, so then what's the point? So then if you were not answering the Kasha of Lav Kav HaChomer. The whole way you're answering the Gemara's Kasha is by saying like the Mari, right? You know, if you're going to the Mari going Tzedek, so then proving that that's how the Chakira doesn't do anything for us. In other words, so in the Chayra, the Rashiva's answer is this, Baruch Hashem, I ran out of time. But it doesn't, it seems, you know, it's a brilliant answer that at the end of the day, it explained, but it doesn't seem to do anything. I don't know. Anyway, I got to get hold of my notes to find out. I don't know if I couldn't find. I must have notes from somewhere, but they're like buried. I don't know. But offhand, it doesn't answer the question because with the Maisa, I mean, especially because we want to use this to prove that Kavanos and Isaac is a Kula. But the whole question was that Gemara can't hear that Kavanos and Ahasik is a Kula. So you think, well, this proves that the Sivas and Mechayev is Pshia. But the reason why the Gemara couldn't hear that Kavanos and Ahasik is a Kula is because they couldn't hear that the Sivas and Mechayev is Pshia.
Isn't the main goal to explain why you can't be Nailif Yadayim Kav HaChomer?
Yeah, but no,
so
but
Rashiva is accomplishing that,
but it doesn't, it's not accomplishing what is the Gemara bringing in? They're trying to prove from Eved Ba'amah that we see that Rabbi Yehuda is right. If we could, even the Tavis in his first Kasha also thought that we saw from Eved Ba'amah Rabbi Yehuda is right, and he could have asked the Kasha that the Gemara should have asked, that can't be, it makes no sense. So now at the end of the day, you're back exactly where we were started, just a lot more complicated.
Meaning is, are we saying, because the problem is, if not for the Gzeres Rabbanan, there would be a Chiv Pshia, because the fact that Eved doesn't,
we're saying it because if the only way you can explain the Mishnah and Yadayim is by saying that the Sibas and Mechayim is Pshia, but the Gemara is not ready to accept that. That's why the Gemara has Lav Kav HaChomer. The Gemara has Lav Kav HaChomer because they weren't ready to accept that the Sivas and Mechayev is Shia. So you're still coming up that the Mishnah and Yadayim is going against the Pashtas that the Gemara assumed when the Gemara has Lav Kav HaChomer. And Tavis's first Kasha was that the Gemara cannot quote Yadayim if it's going against they're intrinsic yashras. Okay, anyway, I'm totally baffled. Anyway, so I don't know whoever, you know, this is the thing. I don't know if it's not such a kasha. This is a letter was written in Chayrif Tavshin Lamed Beis. Tavshin Lamed Beis is a long time ago, you know, like 49.
It's almost a yovel.
So it was a little kid who wrote this. So I don't know, but he didn't do a good job. No.
A little kid didn't rewrite it for print, though, no?
What?
A little kid didn't rewrite it for print, though, did he?
Well, the guy, person who printed probably just relied on the fact, thought it was written decent. He took it and printed it. I don't think he tried to make any changes, you know? Anyway, so but I don't know. I don't know what they say here. So I have to go.